Today we celebrate what is often called the Sunday of Doubting Thomas. And I think because of that, people often underestimate the necessity of thinking about the faith. Cardinal Newman, a great convert to Catholicism, once said, "A thousand questions do not create a single doubt." Here was St. Thomas, who was an ardent follower of Jesus, passionate about him and his teachings, and he wanted to see the Lord before he believed. And once he did, he affirmed his faith. What I think in this age is missing is really thinking about the faith, of why I believe. Not simply being dismissive and saying, well, or not caring, but seriously in prayer. Because faith, first of all, is a gift from God, but that gift, like every gift, needs to be taken care of. It needs to be nourished. It needs a time to grow. So if you think about what you believe, every step in faith begins as sort of a hunch, as sort of something that makes some sense to me. Often people leave the faith not because faith has failed them, because they haven't tried. It's as if a person would sit by a piano for 2 hours a day without touching a key, and after 3 months gives up hope because I guess it's not working, I'll never learn how to play the piano. A person on their individual journey of faith who doesn't think, who doesn't pray, who doesn't read the sacred scriptures, who doesn't participate in the liturgy, is doing the same way. They're doing themselves an injustice because they're not questioning, they're not thinking, they're not seeing, well, does being patient make sense? Does forgiveness make sense? What is forgiveness? Is Jesus the Lord and Master? Does his teaching make sense to me? These questions, every person, from the youngest child to the oldest person, has to trod that path for themselves. But if you honestly make first sincere steps, then God will help you. Because sometimes there is more honesty in sincere skepticism and questioning than there is in 1,000 creeds that are said without thought. So today, when we celebrate the Sunday of Doubting Thomas, think about what you believe. And ask yourself the question, is it not working? Or haven't I used it? Have I fasted? Have I prayed? Have I read the scriptures? Have I on my own meditated and thought, Lord, help this make sense to me? Thomas cared enough to ask a question and to seek the truth. Every person has one life. Wouldn't it be very important for us to focus on how to live that life well instead of simply waiting for death to answer that question? Let's not waste time or the gift that God has given us, but let's use the brain and the heart and the faith that is God's gift to answer the questions as much as we can about life. And pray to God to give us the wisdom to make things clear which we cannot clarify ourselves. Christos vos